Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And Shami Chakrabarti to all of you. My name is Clinton Solomon Nectarine Baptiste, and welcome all to the all-new Clinton Baptiste Paranormal Podcast. I'm a clairvoyant medium psychic, member of the Institute for Parapsychology. I'm a lecturer at the University of the Third Eye online. Well, it's an online subscription sort of thing. I do private visits to houses and elderly institutions, and I'm Check-A-Trade registered for recommendations you can rely on. Now, before we go any further, I would like to apologise. Yes, you might remember last week, rather unwisely referred to as the wonderful Yvette Fielding's podcast as shit. I didn't mean to. It was banter. Nothing more than that. Just a little bit of banter. And I've singularly failed to speak to Yvette. So what I did, you know, by way of... Well, I wanted to apologise, first of all. But I also wanted to point out, Yvette, if you're listening, and for the listeners, that I have been in touch this week with Yvette's agent, none other than Tiggy Stewart of the Stewart Monckton Partnership, just to see whether they received my ideas for how Yvette and I could be involved in a podcast. Either to come on my podcast here or to start a new podcast. That's Clinton Baptiste and Yvette Fielding. I think it's an absolute winner. You'll see by the end of this, there's a little bit of a chink of light, but to say that she was a little bit obstructive, Tiggy Stewart, is a bit of an understatement. This is me when I spoke to Yvette's agent. Hello?
Oh, hello, Tiggy Stewart.
Hello, Tiggy. I don't know whether you recall, I sent you an email. It's Clinton Baptiste. I sent an email this week to you about Yvette Fielding.
Oh. Yes, I do remember you. My assistant's got the file on my desk now. Yes.
How are you today? First of all,
I'm very busy.
Sorry. I just wondered if you had a chance to send Yvette my ideas. I'm a big very big fan.
Yvette's very upset after that last podcast of yours, of course, when you used that expletive to talk about
I really didn't mean anything by that, and I did write a poem. I'm a massive fan of all that she's done, Yvette. Big fan. I do. If she took it in that way, that was not intended.
Well, you were very rude about it. Use the F word. She's got two very, very popular podcasts. I don't know why you felt you had to stamp all over it with your filthy mouth.
I do apologise. I maybe got a little bit carried away. I think she's wonderful, Yvette. And I just wondered whether whether she did have a chance to consider some of my ideas.
Well, I've suddenly had to look through all your ideas, Clinton.
Right.
Some
of them are quite strong.
Right, well, first of all, we've got to contact Derek Acora. You do, of course, realise why Yvette didn't continue to work with Derek Acora.
Well, he died, didn't he?
I think if had had anything to say to each other, they could have said it while he was still alive, don't you?
Well, he's here with me now, and he's just nodding. He's not really saying anything much now because we would do that in the podcast.
Oh,
but he's
really?
Just nodding,
yeah,
saying.
Okay. Speaking.
Yeah, well, all right, what about the...
Something. Yes, well, so the next one, we have to contact some of the luminaries of Blue Peter.
Blue Peter,
she
yeah.
was a presenter on there. Maybe that, speak
correct.
To Biddy Baxter about the state of chavvy kids nowadays.
Yeah, OK, well, I say chavvy, you know, like the kids, you know, all, you know, they're like our gangs and all that.
Well, I don't
and
think Yvette Biddy... wants to start being associated with the word chavvy, does she? She was a very well-respected
no.
children's presenter.
Yeah, I'm just... Chavvy was my word. No, I'm not saying she would call them chavvies or whatever, you know. I'm just saying that was my word, chavvy. You know, they're like kids nowadays. It's all shit, this and bollocks, that. It's swearing and that. And it'd be nice to see what Biddy Baxter thought about a return to old days, a roller skating and slightly more wholesome.
I think Biddy Baxter was such a very well-loved character. I think it'd been in highly bad taste to start digging her up, quite literally,
yeah.
and throwing her around all over the place, wouldn't it? Well, like your next idea, contact John Noakes.
Right, well, that he's the most famous Blue Peter Britain. Come on, John Noakes, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that would have a lot of traction in my show if I could do that.
With the working title, Ghost with Noakes?
Yeah, Ghost with Noakes, yeah, yeah. Why not? I mean, she would like... Look, Yvette is a top-class children's presenter. And honestly, her and John Noakes together, dynamite. Absolute dynamite, Tiggy.
I just get the feeling that all of these suggestions of yours, they're in slightly bad taste.
All right,
want to be associated with.
Well, what about the Italian sunken garden? When that got smashed up, what...
Yes,
you know.
The Italian sunken garden got smashed up, and there's always been
yeah.
this apocryphal rumour that it was Les Ferdinand
yeah.
and Dennis Wise.
Wise, yeah. Well, we could speak to, I don't know, speak to Percy Throw and just confirm who it was who smashed up the Italian sunken garden. A lot of people would like to hear about that. A lot of people of a certain age would love to, you know, and just put it to bed that it wasn't Les Ferdinand and Dennis Wise.
And where do you think Percy Throw would know who smashed up the Italian sunken
well,
garden?
Well, he made the bloody garden,
yes,
didn't
but
he?
But he didn't witness it being smashed up, did he?
No, he'd like to know, wouldn't he? Make reparations to him. The geezer built the bloody Italian sunken... All right, forget it. Next one, the Shep. Now, that's one we could do. Shep Petra.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, what do you think about that?
Raise
contact Shep
Petra and Goldie from the Dead, which also ties
yeah.
in with your other programme suggestion with Clinton and Yvette. Each week, Clinton and Yvette take a dead celebrity's dog for a walk
dog.
And interrogate
yeah.
it for unknown details of the celebrity's life. You know, all that intimate stuff.
Intimate stuff,
watching
yeah.
Watching them on the loo and that. Carrie Fisher
yeah.
still got that weird dog, Gary. He'd be good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's happened. Well, just a few examples, and maybe bring draft in Shep, Petra and Goldie from the Dead.
To reveal intimate secrets of celebrities, because dogs get to go where other people don't.
Yes.
So they get to see their toileting habits.
Oh, well, that was just an example. I'm not saying the whole thing's about watching people having a shit, is it? It's seeing the inside of the house. It's seeing stuff.
That's a no-go for Yvette, quite frankly.
All right, forget the that was a joke.
So was Joey Deacon a dope? Contact Joey Deacon in a
yeah.
section called Joey Deacon Beacon Section.
Yeah, well, it doesn't have to be called that, but Joey Deacon, all right, that maybe is a little bit tasty. All right, forget that. What about the TV ideas? Moving on.
I mean, Yvette has got a very good reputation. She has set up this production company with her
yes,
husband.
She has.
She's got two very successful podcasts, and she's very well respected in the world
right.
of ghosts and the supernatural. So
right,
why,
okay.
if she would
so
want to
am
be
I.
She'd want to be associated with you, with your filthy, potty mouth.
No, you're being a little bit... No, that's a little bit below. What about the next one?
I just don't see Yvette taking part in any of this thing. I don't. Why would she?
Because I'm one of this country's leading paranormal investigators, and quite honestly, her and me getting together, bloody television and podcasting dynamite.
Well, I'm sorry, Clinton, but until you'd actually contacted me, I'd never heard of you. Everybody's heard of Yvette Fielding.
Look, let me tell you something. I'm a member of the Parapsychological Society. I can get a reference from Professor Robert Steele, who's at the head of it. I can do the lot.
The Parapsychological Society? Is that an actual thing?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Oh, OK. All right. Well...
Well, you should know that as her agent. She's given discussion talks there before.
This is fascinating stuff, Clinton. Let's go on. Let's go on through your ideas to make TV gold. What about this one? The Ghostly Gallery. Clinton and Yvette walk through a famous art gallery at night. Clinton tells Yvette about all them spooky people what live in the paintings and
paintings.
Where the painting was hung and that and the dead bloke what painted it.
Yeah. That's what I do, and it's informative and it's educational, and it'll shit you up if the thing comes to life in the middle of the night.
All right, so if you're walking around the Tate, what exactly are we going to be talking about here?
Well, I don't know. You get them abstract ones, and what's his name, Matisse done and all that. Or funny ladies with three tits and that. One of them comes to life and shit you up. Television gold. Hello?
Yes.
Yvette Fielding in a field with Yvette. What about that one?
Yvette Fielding in a field with Yvette.
Field with Yvette. Yvette. It's a play on words.
How is this a television programme?
Haunted field, isn't it? Haunted.
Are fields haunted?
Well, some of them are, and I know about that sort of thing.
And where does the vet come in?
I think you've been very narrow-minded.
Where does the vet come in?
The vet?
Yeah.
Well, any haunted animals... All right, forget that one. That's a shit idea. Never mind. Listen, can you say something, Tiggy?
Yes.
Pass them on to her. Give her a chance to say yay or nay.
My client is an incredibly busy woman, and that's what I'm here for. I have to feel stuff before I hand it over to you. I don't know why I've spent so long talking to you, quite frankly. I don't know why I'm putting... I can get in touch with Carl. I'll pass all of this over to Carl. He's one half of the production...
Her husband?
Yes. He's one half of the production company. I'll run it past him. I'll see what he says.
Well, hold on. He's a bit mad, isn't he? He's an hard fella. Don't go through him. He's a psychopath.
I think I will. You're obviously aware of Carl's work. Yes, obviously.
Hold on. You're her agent. Can't you just pass it off? I don't want to go through Carl. Can we just circumvent Carl, please?
I'll be very happy to hand over this document to Carl with your personal phone number, and I'm sure you can look forward to Carl speaking to you in the next couple of days. How's that?
Well, you're a fucking troublemaker. That's what you are. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
With me, as ever, is Linda Pollock. And I just wanted to ask, just want to get there very, very quickly. I have had a little bit of trouble this week from none other than Ruth Abbott. You know Ruth, don't you,
well,
Linda?
Yeah.
My former assistant. I think she's a little bit jealous. And I just want to say, you're not seen Ruth around, have you?
Well, not really seen. But let's just say, I think she's about...
Fascinating. Well, I'm going to come to that in a minute. In the meantime, this is what I've heard from bloody Ruth Abbott this week. Hello, Clinton Baptiste.
Hello, Clinton. It's Ruth. It's that bitch there.
Ruth, let's not start that. Come on.
She's there.
I said last time... Well, she's not here at the moment, actually, no.
Put her on the phone, Clinton.
Well, she's not here. She doesn't tend to work after 7:30 at night. Do you understand?
She doesn't work as hard as me. I work after 7:30, Clinton.
Right, but she does work hard.
I stayed the night, didn't I?
Yes, I know. And that was very good of you. You did a lot of work for me, and that was maybe a mistake. You staying over, Ruth. So, unless there's anything specific, I'm good. What?
You brushed past me, didn't you? On the landing, on the hallway, you brushed past me in your dressing gown, and you touched me, didn't you?
No, hold on, just a second. If any touched you by accident, that was certainly not my intention.
In the corridor, in the narrow corridor, you made your pencil touch me.
No, I did not make my pencil touch you. You would not move out of the way. I need to go and do my ablutions in the morning. If unwittingly my penis brushed against you, that was absolutely unintentional.
I liked it.
No, come on. Ruth, please.
Have you touched Linda with your pencil?
Can you stop saying pencil, Ruth? And you wouldn't move out of the way and you turned and it might have brushed your bottom. Just for a second, right. I'm going to go now.
come and work for you again.
Yeah, so I didn't mention it in the last episode, but I've just been trying to ignore it. What, Linda, what, have you, has she been around? What are you talking
well,
about?
Here's what happened, right? Yeah. You know I'm stopping at our Deborah's at the moment.
That's right, Deborah. Hello, Deborah, yeah.
And not a lot of people know that, because it's only temporary, you know, while we clear the cattery stuff up.
Yeah, right, don't need all the detail.
Anyway, get to the so actual to the thing end of
at
our
the end of the
ginnel.
The ginnel.
Last night, and I thought, oh, what's this on the floor?
Right.
Do you know what it was? A butty box. I thought, that's weird. So I looked at it, I picked it up. Don't normally pick things up off the floor, but sometimes you got to.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it was a butty box, like a kid's butty box, My Little Pony. The weird thing.
Yeah.
It had Ruth on it.
What do you mean? It had her name?
In Sharpie, yeah.
Ruth, if you're listening, please can you not go up Linda's ginnel and leave your bloody butty box, or up her butty and leave your ginnel? Jesus Christ.
Stranger still, Clinton.
Go on.
I opened the butty box.
Yes.
No butties in it.
What do you mean?
Just a load of paper. You know what the paper was?
What?
The wrappers off Fingers of Fudge.
Fingers of Fudge. Fingers of Fudge.
Chock full.
That's Ruth all over. Ruth! For Christ's sake! You've been fired, love. Can you please... Come on, give us a break, love. Sort yourself out. I'm sorry you've been through that, Linda.
Well, it is a bit weird.
It is a bit weird. Now, Ruth, I do not want to cause any trouble with you. And I know, Linda, you don't.
I've got no beef.
She's got no beef, right? But if you carry on like this, I'm going to have to get the solicitor involved and you know, put some kind of exclusion order on you. Do you understand? Right, thank you very much. To you, bloody Ruth Abbott. Yeah.
That's her told, isn't it?
That's you told. No, this is...
That sounds like
no.
It.
Sorry, this is the voice box this week. I know you're trying to elicit this sort of response, Ruth, but it's a bit more like this. Right, thank you. Any other business, Linda? We've had some emails, haven't we?
We have. Let's have a look, shall we?
Here we are. Here's one. Can you put the spooky music on? A spooky effect.
Bondi.
Yeah. Oh, this is good. Then. Namaste, Clinton. Is there such a thing as rock and roll heaven? I like to imagine a band up there with Jimi Hendrix on guitar, Keith Moon on drums, Lemmy on bass, fronted by David Bowie, and maybe even featuring Meatloaf, or Brown Bread, as I call him. Too soon. Carry on. But then I worry an overweight, out-of-shape Elvis might try to pull rank and ruin it. I spoke to Elvis the other day. He said in the lockdown he's had pies, pasties, sausage rolls. In fact, in the words of the rapper Coolio, he's been living in a gangster's paradise, Elvis. Oh, Freddie Mercury! Freddie bloody Mercury! Them teeth could eat an apple through a tennis racket. Freddie Mercury. Anyway, what's the real story, says Chris? And it leads me very... You can turn on the effect now, Ruth. Turn off the effect.
Are we done?
We're done with the scary bit. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Just check him.
Yeah, okay. Try not to piss on my chips, Linda. Right, okay. Now, lend me on to this. This email led me into this. I would like to talk about this. I did a gig last week, since we last spoke, people, in Guernsey. Ever been to Guernsey?
No.
Linda?
No.
Right. It's a very posh place. I imagine you haven't been there. It's a tax haven, right? And since I pay you cash, you don't have to worry about that. I flew back on a plane with propellers during the bloody storm. You know the storm Eustace? Absolutely terrifying. It was so terrifying. 7 o'clock in the morning, I flew back, and I kid you not, I was. And if anyone wants to go on Patreon, I know some of you are on Patreon, the higher tiers will show you some of the footage of me on that fucking aeroplane.
Were you brave to get on it?
Very brave to get on it. And what I want to tell you is this. Four people, no word of a lie, four people got on the plane and then bloody well got off.
Was it the crew?
Thank God. No, it was there were the two trolley dollies. I'm not being sexist, but you know, sort of tall legs, nice legs, doing the drinkies and all that. I've no doubt they would be wonderful in an emergency situation. But when I overheard them sitting at the back of the plane saying that four people had got off, you know, that was not helping me.
No, that's going to put the wind up you, isn't it?
It put the wind up me. And so basically, I got back, I shut my eyes, it was a bloody white knuckle ride. And at the end of it, they started to say, oh, we'd prepare for descent. I thought, we've only been going 15 bloody minutes. And suddenly we hit the ground and we arrived in Southampton. I have never been so delighted to see terra firma again. And I just wondered, have you ever... first of all, any of you lot out there, if you want to email me, clinton@clintonbaptiste.com. And I wondered, Linda, I mean, you go away on fancy holidays.
Occasionally.
Paul.
Well, yeah. Don't mention Paul. Deborah, right. You see, used to work for one of the... She was a trolley dolly, funnily enough.
Good God,
Deborah.
Go on,
and
yeah.
So she used to get us decent deals. Sometimes right. You'd have to sit on the jump seat, like, but
yeah,
still
can you
worth
get
it.
To the actual thing?
Well, we went on this, like, island hopper thing
right.
In the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Very very old-fashioned it was, this aeroplane.
Yeah.
Probably like the one from Guernsey.
That's right, yeah.
Window fell in.
Oh, my.
Mid-flight, window fell in. Excuse me, miss. Bloke's holding the window.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Was no one sucked off?
No, because there was another window. It was like a double window. It just sort of fell in. And her response was just to whack it in the overhead compartment, like it happened all the time.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, in those sort of situations, you see the films, don't you? The window falls out and someone's sucked off.
Well, you know, that didn't happen on our flight. It was just a mild inconvenience, really.
Right.
More than a brush with dirt. I don't think we even saw it.
Deborah's never seen anyone sucked off on an aeroplane. That was... pathetic. Right, well... I'm only kidding. Listen, let us know your scary stories that involve being on a flight. In the meantime, let's go to our phone messages.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One new message.
Hello, Clinton. It's Barbara here calling from the Borders. It was just a quick... I'm getting a message through for a pee chuckle. It's just to you. To you. To you. To you. I'm not sure who it's coming from.
Hello, Clinton. It's Dudley from Dudley. It's been 2 weeks and my dog Dudley, Dudley the dog, is still missing.
How are you, Clinton? It's me, Shelly Cartwell here. I was giving you a call to let you know that, well, if you were still doing the cash reading to talk.
So this is Simon from
Stockport again. I'm currently stood at Stalybridge train station.
Let's get to... Now, this is amazing. Someone sent this. Would you care to read this out, Linda?
Former The Only Way is Essex star Gemma Collins has claimed her mum, Joan, a witch.
Oh, that's right. Nice. That's bloody horrible. Go on. She's a witch, apparently, Joan. Hello, if you're listening, Joan.
Communicated telepathically with an alien while on a train.
Oh,
that's
God.
That's a lot of information in one sentence, isn't it?
So, just to recap, Z-lister Gemma Collins, her mum, who's a witch, no offence intended, Joan, communicated telepathically with an alien while on a train. Go on.
Hope she was in the quiet carriage.
Yeah.
According to Gemma, a fellow traveller seemed weird to her mum and had dead eyes, so she told him telepathically to rustle his newspaper up and down three times if he was an alien. And he did just that. My mum reckons this guy was reading her mind, explained Gemma. That's my Gemma Collins impersonation.
God, what was being read from Gemma Collins' mum's mind? Do you think it's, I'm so proud of what my Gemma's achieved with her sterling acting work in TOWIE. I very much doubt it.
Let's just take this story apart a bit. So she's on a... What we actually know is, Joan...
What we've gleaned from this... exciting stories that Joan... Joan Collins, no one's mentioned that.
No.
Her name's Joan bloody Collins, clearly. A witch.
A witch was on a train where a man who looked tired, let's say, instead of dead eyes...
Look, let's face it, in Essex, you see him on a Monday morning after a tough weekend. They all look a bit in dead-eyed.
He rustled his newspaper in the same carriage.
No one reads a newspaper in Essex. Don't be ridiculous. Go on.
Be a comic, won't it?
This is the sort of shite that brings my profession into disrepute, Gemma Collins.
All I'm saying, Gemma, is that you're doing a lot of imagining there, but well done. OK, everyone feels special now, don't they?
Well, Gemma, honestly, if it were that easy... Why can't I get in the papers for that sort of thing? I went swimming the other day and the blokes...
Did you will someone to splash?
I willed... That's right, Linda. Very good. I willed someone to splash. Very good.
Thanks.
Yes, I want someone to splash. It don't mean a bloody alien, does it? You know, what I'm trying to do here is to wheedle out the charlatans. So, Gemma Collins, if you've got nothing else to say, don't go in the papers with this shite. Now, this is a fascinating one, this. This is lovely. This was in the Daily Mail, so it's got an element of truth about it. The moment terrified ghost hunter is strangled by an evil spirit inside the haunted home of 80s pop icon, pushing it a bit, Toya Wilcox, in a paranormal reality show. Now, you mentioned this. You said this was on...
I saw it on that Gogglebox, yeah.
Gogglebox. Toya Wilcox appeared on Discovery's Celebrity Help, My House is Haunted. Who's her agent? She gets all the best things. 63-year-old. She looks good for 63.
Well, I'm not going to be unkind because you do you, boo, and all that stuff. But
go on.
Her lip was quite... You know, like in The Simpsons...
Go on.
That lip thing that some women do.
And has she got a yellow face? What?
No, but it just juts out more than it did before.
I think she's had her teeth done.
That would explain it.
I think she had her teeth done, but she's still got it, Toya.
She certainly has.
I tell you who has got it. You know, what's her name? Lulu.
Oh.
Oh, my God, she's done a deal with the devil. I tell you what, I'd make her shout. What a horrible thing to say. It sounds a little bit like I was... It sounds a little bit sexually predatory, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Can I just make this perfectly clear to Lulu and her estate that at no point will I attempt to jump out and make the 89-year-old shout in any... Although I could make a shout, push her off a Zimmer. Anyway, paranormal expert Barry Guy... Hello, Barry! ..was seen choking and gasping for air in Toya's attic. Barry and his fellow ghost hunters confirmed that Toya's home is, in fact, haunted.
Well, that's a relief for the production company, isn't it?
Crack for that, it turned up. Toya, meanwhile, said, it's a mystery. Now, listen, I tell you what we have got. This is uncanny. This is an absolutely exclusive bit of when Barry Guy discovers a ghost in the attic. Grabs his windpipe. Absolute proof that...
Sounds like they'd grab something else, doesn't it?
Something grabbed his windpipe. Yeah, absolutely terrifying. God, wouldn't it be amazing? I mean, this, the person who wanted to know about the, you know, the pop stars.
Yes.
You know, maybe we could go to Toys. Maybe they hang around Toys House. I've got to say, actually, when I was about to crash in this flight in Guernsey, which was the whole point of bringing it up, which I forgot to say, is that halfway, as I was up in the air, I honestly experienced Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper. I'm not joking, Linda. Don't look at me like that. They came down the central aisle of this crappy propeller-powered flight.
To Guernsey.
Buddy Holly drawing his finger over his throat like, you're finished.
Wow.
Bloody terrifying.
You sure it was him and not just a bloke in glasses?
Linda, I am one of this country's leading paranormal investigators, right? And I know if I see Buddy Holly warning me of the afterlife, impending doom!
Could have been Elvis Costello, couldn't it?
He's still alive, yeah. Maybe he's going over there to do a gig. How the mighty have fallen. I always think that about that. I mean, what's her name? Posh Spice, yeah. For example. You know, it's the kind of place she might play now, isn't it? Guernsey used to play in great stadia in the States and all that. Probably going over there. You know, where kids and that, like Brooklyn was named after, you know, where they were performing, where he was conceived. I mean, she had a baby now, it'd be Butlin's Pothwelly, they'd have to call it, wouldn't it? What a long way round. Quite a crappy joke. Hi, Clinton and Linda. And he's got Linda in, what's that, italics?
Well, speech quote marks, like I'm not actual Linda.
Are you the actual Linda, or are you some kind of terrifying doppelganger?
I am Linda.
Pollock!
Linda.
Not Linda with rabbit ears. It's the actual Linda here. Go on. Anyway, it's a story I sent you from your Twitter DM. And I tell you where this comes from. It's that bloody taxi driver. The other week, remember the dandy?
Yes!
The dandy, the Randy Dandy.
Stringfellow
from Regent Street. It's him. And he sent me another sort of...
Has he had another brush with the paranormal?
Yeah. Come on.
Spooky.
Things people do to get someone in your cab. And I've got to say, equally, in the time that we've been waiting for to write back in again. His bloody literacy has not improved one little bit.
He's not texting, is he, while he's driving?
I bloody hope not. Not texting while he's driving and making spurious comments about immigration.
Yeah, and saying who he's had in the back.
Saying he's had in the back. Here we go. 15 years ago. Spooky. 15 years ago, I moved, from central London to the lovely ancient market town of Great Dunmow in North Essex. Then he's put a comma, should have been a full stop, don't matter. Or semicolon. A town mentioned in the Canterbury Tales, no less. As with most people who are new to the countryside, we got a dog. A tough little northern working Patterdale Terrier. Lovely. Get on with it. Fearless to the core, but with a wonderful nature, spelt wrong, to just about anything human or canine. Wonderful nature to just about... Don't make sense, but don't matter. Buster, dog's name, without an apostrophe, don't matter, needed his daily walks, and as I worked in town, as you know, I'm a London cab driver, not to show off, it was usually my duty to take him out in the evenings, regardless, should be, of the weather or the lack of day. Get on with it, man! Here we go, now it gets scary. This particular dog walk occurred in deep midwinter, some 10 years ago. Should be a full stop, but there had been a fall of couple of inches snow. Terrible,
bloody
isn't
hell,
it?
We know Jesus the dog's name, we know what the breed is, we know how much it'd been snowing. Get to the point.
Bloody point, and can you write properly? There'd been a fall of couple inches snow during the day, but this didn't deter me. Get on with it, man!
What colour jumper was he wearing? He's missed that bit out.
It was one of those clear winter nights with a very bright moon that you get at that time of year. Thank you very much, Michael Fish. Get on with it. I'm lucky as at back of house there is miles of open farmland. Anyway, the point is, we heard something. We got into the garden to the... just flicking through.
Taking the dog for a walk.
Taking the dog for a walk. They crunched through the snow under my wellies and Buster doing doggy things. And then we both heard something in the distance... Something unearthly. Not if this world. He means not of this world. I heard the weird nose noise. He means that a fox or peacock makes. It was neither of them. With a fair amount of bravery on my part, I quickly got my iPhone out in case the frankly terrifying sound came again. To be honest, I knew no one would believe what I'd heard. Here's what I caught on my phone. Now, he sent it to me. Linda, you heard it earlier, didn't you?
Yep.
Spooky. Very, very spooky. Have a listen to this. This is what he recorded, the cabbie. Oh, Christ. Yeah.
Can I say, and this is no shade to you.
What?
Sounds like you.
What, this?
I've heard you make similar shrieks.
What? Yeah, actually, it does sound a bit like me. Hold on. Yeah, that is. That's bloody frightening.
The question is, where were you on the night in question? And it was a very specific night. We should be able to track you.
I tell you, it could be. Bloody Ruth. That's who it is. Ruth creeping around the place. That's enough, Ruth. Yeah. So, listen, that's that fella, the cab driver, SFW. Now, if you've heard anything similarly spooky out in the woods, we'd like to hear from you. He managed to turn it round, didn't he, just at the last minute there?
Well.
What do you mean, well? It's a bloody paranormal podcast we're doing here, love.
Well, OK. I mean, are you sure that was paranormal and not just, like, I don't know, wildlife?
Well, let's see what it says here. Scary, scary sound effects again, please.
OK.
As I tell you, this is what he says. It now sounded bloody close by. Buster's fur stood up on its end. Badly expressed. And I clipped his lead on and we ran both as best we could back across the field to the safety of home. I needed a stiff one to calm down. And needless to say, since that fateful night, I haven't ventured onto those fields at night. Clinton, as a world-renowned expert, and I just want to remind you, Linda, I fucking am.
Oh.
Is there a heinous beast lurking in our midst in the countryside of Great Dunmo? Well, I don't know, but if anyone wants to tell me what that is, I would be glad to hear from you. That was a lot of fun, and that's from our cab driver who... can I suggest an evening class in how to write?
Well, it'd stop him wandering about in the woods and picking up strange men, wouldn't it?
Well, absolutely. Now, this is what... This! Linda, read this one out. This is absolutely fascinating, this.
Namaste, Clinton. I once had a mate who believed in the power of pyramids and had constructed a scaled-down version of the Great Pyramid of Giza in his flat using 5 magnets,
right,
one suspended on a piece of string. He reckoned if he meditated in the middle of it long enough, he could levitate. Yeah. But I reckon he was talking bollocks. What do you think?
First of all, no need for language, Chris.
It's from Chris.
I say. Chris, I have levitated once. That was when Ruth came in when I was in the toilet and I hit the fucking roof.
Now, what noise did you make?
That one. So anyway, that's an old joke. You remember that joke? It was the one about... Thank you. It was the one about the, he wiped his cock on the curtains and hit the roof. It's an old one. We used to tell it at school. But anyway, that aside, what I want to know is what are the benefits of propelling yourself? I've seen levitation, but what's the benefits of it? Unless you can get right up in the sky, hover around like a drone.
It just seems to be like some sort of paranormal showing off, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? It's a trick. It's like...
Fly! Or don't fly, what you're doing hovering.
No, what I will say is at the Healing Festival last year, I did see a levitating monk hovering maybe 3-4 inches above the ground. However, they had all had the mung bean and lentil stew from one of them stalls, so it might have been wind, gas. Absolutely bloody disgusting. Anyway, that aside, I hope that answers the question.
I don't think it does, really.
Anyway, so those were your emails for this week.
Can I say well done to everyone for avoiding the toilet ghosts this week?
Oh, my God.
I think we're making progress.
Thank you. But please, that's right. No more ghostly poos. We don't like that. We've had a lot of those, haven't we? I know people think it's very clever to do that. However, we have had this phone call this week. Hello?
Hello, Clinton, it's Ruth.
Oh, God. Hello, Ruth.
It's Linda there.
What can I do for you, please?
It's Linda there.
Look, I got your messages about Linda, and yes, Linda is here. She's doing a little bit of work in the office. What is it you wanted?
Do you remember I did an omelette for you?
Yes, and it was jolly nice. What about
eggs
it?
Eggs and cheese and tomatoes.
Yeah, eggs and cheese. Yeah, all right. Let's not go through the bloody ingredients of it. It was lovely.
And ham. Ham was in there as well, wasn't it?
Ham, tomatoes, cheese, yeah. Eggs. Very good.
Yeah.
What do you want, Ruth?
I've seen a ghost.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seen a ghost.
You've seen a ghost? Where have you seen a ghost, Ruth?
In my house. In my house, Clinton. There's a ghost in my house. No.
Okay. Can I just say, Ruth, you do tend to see quite a lot of ghosts. I'm not saying you haven't got the gift. I'm not saying you haven't got it. I'm just saying you do see rather an inordinate amount of ghosts, my love.
You've got the gift, Clinton.
Yeah, I know, yes. You've got the bloody gift, yes. But I just doubt there's that many ghosts in the ether around your house. It's a new build, isn't it? Your mum and dad's house, isn't it?
There's a ghost here. It's an old ghost in a new house.
All right, well, what's it doing there? I haven't got time for this, really, Ruth, but go
everybody.
On.
It's scaring everybody and making noises, and it's throwing books on floors, Clinton.
Throwing books. Well, tell it to go away. No, just tell it to go away nicely. Try and ignore it.
No, I'm not
coming over, Ruth. Can you get a vicar or something to come over and just say, go away, ghost, go away, come again another day. Can you say that?
No, Clinton, I want you to...
Right.
The ghost in the house, right. Other people have seen it as well, other people...
Right. Ruth, can I just tell you something? I'm going on tour again, right? Later on in the year. I've got a lot of work to do. So I haven't really got time to field your calls and, quite honestly, your rather nasty stuff about Linda left on my phone messages. I haven't got time for it, my love. So unless there's anything specific, I'm going to go now, all right?
Well, come and do your paperwork.
No, you're not doing that. Ghost, come and do your paperwork. Right, tell the ghost to go away and put the phone down now, my love. Right, thank you. So that's her. Yeah, I can see what you mean now. I can well believe it.
I don't mind. I'm not frightened or anything like that. It's just a bit weird, that's all.
Ruth, if you're out there, can you please leave us alone? Any sort of job restarts? You must have some transferable skills. Christ. Just time now to go through the paranormal headlines that you will be hearing tomorrow morning over your toast. Chat, it's Fate magazine, are going with the mysterious... A strange voice made me leave my husband and uproot my entire life so I could be an international celebrity. And that's, let me say, it's by a lady called Romany Kemper, no one's ever fucking heard of, so that was clearly a mistake. Take a break, Fate and Fortune have the shock headline. A deep sleep dream about a car crash came true, which sounds mysterious till you realise he was driving down the M62 at the time. At the wheel! Not much of a surprise. Wake up! Whilst that's life, go with the heart-rending story, my son is no killer, except, well, looking at this nutcase, he clearly is. Plenty to shit you right up over your cornflakes tomorrow when you wake up. Well, until next week, oh, wonderful, I've got a lovely Linda here. What are you going to be doing this coming week, Linda?
I'll be protecting me ginnel.
She'll be protecting a ginnel. Well, good luck to you, Linda. See you next time and be careful of that nutcase, Ruth. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Spirit fading now. Fading now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.